It's that time of year. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees are out. We'll be looking at the new list along with what's happening in theaters and music on a new Movies and Music Thursday. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
Every leap of civilization was built off the back of slaves. Replicants are the future, but I can only make so many. I had the lock, and he has the key.
Blade Runner 2049 coming out this week. Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford. A lot of people very excited for it.
I'm very excited for the soundtrack.
It's
that I cannot wait for.
I have seen it, and it does sound... I saw it in this amazing theater. It sounded amazing. It looks amazing.
Yeah. Best thing about the original movie too was the soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean the speakers were rattling. It was it was pretty cool. You can hear my full review on Rivet that should be up later today or tomorrow, and I'll tell you all about what I thought about the new Blade Runner movie. Still, stretching out from it.
Without giving anything away.
Yeah, a few other movies coming out this week. This one, you've been waiting for this one.
I know
you've been very excited about it. My Little Pony, the movie, coming up.
Because you
are a brony.
Is that still a thing?
I have no idea.
Are there still grown men without children who are into My Little Pony, unironically?
Sure, sadly, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's way too many of them. They're putting out a freaking movie about it. I'm sure that there's got to be a ton of them out there.
That's going to be such a weird day at the movie theaters when that movie comes out.
Right, and here's the cast, by the way. Emily Blunt, Kristen Chenoweth, not that big of a deal, but Liev Schreiber has got a big part in it. I wonder if he's Gargamel or something. Oh, wait, no, that's the Smurfs. I was going to give myself a hard time for knowing about My Little Pony. I have no idea who the villain is in My Little Pony. I probably shouldn't have known the Smurf thing, though, either.
If any bronies want to correct us, by all means.
Yeah, you can stick it. And, and Michael Pena also with that one. And then The Mountain Between Us, one of those survival movies. They crash on the mountain, and then they've got to get to civilization, a man, a woman. I'm sure there's some sort of love affair in there while they're hungry and debating on whether to eat each other.
Looks like a cool, like, shots of nature type of
movie. It does.
I kind of like those survival films.
This one stars Idris Elba, Kate Winslet, Beau Bridges. You don't hear too much from Beau Bridges these days. And Dermot Mulroney. I always feel like Dermot Mulroney, there were some letters were dropped out of his name or something. Like, right? It just doesn't sound. I don't know what the hell that name is. Anyway, that's what's other than Blade Runner, kind of not a whole lot happening this week in movies. What's going on in new music?
Oh, man, new music. Well, after a frightening moment on stage earlier this week, Marilyn Manson is releasing a new album on Friday. It's called Heaven Upside Down.
He was a little upside down after that. Being crushed by part of his stage.
Kind of scary if you've seen the video. That could have been a really, really bad situation.
Yeah.
We also have The Return of the Darkness, new album called
A lot of people would say they never went away, Chris. I don't think they have. I think they've been touring consistently from their last album up to this one.
Yeah, because isn't this like the second or third comeback that they're doing? Which I think at this point, that must just be the joke,
I think it's the thing, they
like
just keep coming back, whether we want it or not.
We also have a new one from Wolf Parade. It's called Cry, Cry, Cry. And I cry when I think about how long ago college radio was when I think back on Wolf Parade. Also, a new one from death metal band, The Black Dahlia Murder, Nightbringers. There's a ton of stuff coming out this week, though. What do I say every week, Rob? Just go to your local record store, dig around, see what you can find.
Because there's a lot of stuff there you need.
Yeah.
So. All right, Chris.
My favorite time of year, because I love just, like, having these conversations. They're so much fun.
The battle of over who should or shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we battle about it every year, but we have absolutely no impact on it, and we still have really no idea how these people get in or out.
We're going to... I'll tell you my theory. Let's go through the list first.
All right. I'll start us out here. I'll give us a... First part, of course, you're hearing the Cars right here, off-nominated, never inducted. I would give my stamp of approval to the cars to go in this year for sure. We also have Bon Jovi, Kate Bush, Depeche Mode, Dire Straits, a band we were talking about that we kind of thought was already in, but
totally just
never nominated before. So,
never even nominated before. That's crazy to me.
Sultan's a Swing is enough for me to give him the stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Jay Giles Band, another band I love, and off-nominated, never inducted. Yeah. The Eurythmics, their first time. I loved me some Annie Lennox with her short orange hair. And also Judas Priest, LL Cool J, MC5, and The Meters.
Oh, so The Meters aren't in? I just assumed they were in.
I don't know
how crazy
The Meters are not in there. And also we were discussing LL Cool J. He's got one big one, you know. I don't know what he really did other than Mama Said Knock You Out, you know. Other than having one of the greatest names in music, you know. So I'm good with that, you know. I want to be LL Cool R is what I want to be. All right, what else we got?
Got a bunch of first-timers this time.
Well, these are the Moody Blues, of course, also nominated. A band I kind of just assumed had to be in there. They were so artsy, so rocky, so genre-bending that I just assumed they were in the hall.
But Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just also doesn't seem to really care about prog rock.
No, they don't. Prog rock and metal are two things that...
I mean, look how they treated Rush. Look how they treated Black Sabbath. Like... You know, I would love to see Judas Priest get in one day, and they actually have legitimate top 10 hits to back them up and their influence and everything, but they're another one of those, like, if it took Sabbath that long, there's by the time they get to Priest and Maiden and all the influential metal bands, like, Metallica's in before all of its influences. That blows my mind. Like, I don't understand that.
It's like they did it better, you know?
Yeah,
it's
like okay, like...
Radiohead on the
ballot.
Totally
thought that was a typo when I saw that. I was like, "Boy, you had to release an album in 1992. Radiohead hasn't. Holy cow, they have been around that long."
Yeah, and also, you know, they're a first balloter. You know, they'll be in.
They're
a little prog rocky, but actually a lot prog rocky. But I think that they're so big. I think that they're in. I just don't. Like you were talking about it, it seems so much of it is based on, you know, commercial success.
Yeah,
and
it's the PR thing. Like,
the PR thing.
I mean, especially like Radiohead, they're very visible. They just put out a new album last year again. Or was that this year already? I can't remember.
Lost track.
You know, they're consistently playing festivals and huge shows. They're still relevant, still, you know, doing it. So, there's no reason for them not to perform at the HBO show.
For sure. Rage Against the Machine.
I think they're going to make it in this year.
I think so, too.
I think that's another one of those political PR decisions, because Tom Morello has been getting a lot of press for the Prophets of Rage thing. You have the built-in intrigue of will Zach De La Roca rejoin the rest of the band on stage? You know, will there be a tribute to Chris Cornell because of the surviving... other three members of Rage were in Audioslave with him. There's all sorts of that stuff, because at the end of the day, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is still trying to put on a compelling... 3-hour program on HBO.
For sure, yeah. Also, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Okay.
Chaka Khan. Nina Simone and Sister Rosetta Tharpe are also on that list. And this was a guy that our newsroom was buzzing about that he wasn't in.
Yeah, another name that was just like, I just assume he's in. Because, I mean, you hear that guitar tone and you could... pick out 50 other bands who have taken it and run with it, the style, everything.
Now, is he a first-time nominee? I didn't see that. Is that why he's not in yet? Is he a first-timer?
Which, I don't know which...
For Link Ray?
If he is, that's...
He is not a first-timer. Oh, okay. I'm seeing. The first-timers, by the way, on this list, there's 9 of them. Nina Simone, the Eurythmics, Dire Straits, Judas Priest, Kate Bush, Moody Blues, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. So those are all the first-time nominees.
Yeah.
And also, lastly, the Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing up the end there, so...
looking at this list again, like, MC5 is another band that, like, should probably definitely be in the Hall of Fame, but they probably never will actually get into the Hall of Fame, because at the end of the day, I don't know if they sold enough records to have that kind of gravitas. What they did for injecting politics into rock and roll and the whole Black Power thing and all that stuff, like, should make them culturally relevant to be in. But for some reason, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, they're going to go with the kind of easy picks instead of the picks that should probably be easy, and they should have been in a long time ago. Just get it out of the way, you know?
And MC5, I think, is the new chic in that it's they just, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, they should be there. They need to be there. And and they're not in. So, yeah. All right. Well, hey, that's our look at this year's nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm sure the actual outcome will be nothing what we expect it to be.
No, it's going to be like LL Cool J headlining, right. And we'll be here next year talking about, like, I still can't believe the Meters aren't in. Like, what the hell?
Right. And friggin', what's his name? Rico Kasich's going to be sitting over there with his long head and his long hands, and just, you know what, still just letting the good times roll as he, like, takes in those royalties.
He's sitting there watching the HBO broadcast, like...
Right? So many hits, so many records sold, so many sellouts.
Why do they hate me?
All right, hey, this has been a new Movies and Music Thursday on the Morning Feed. Thanks a lot for listening, as always. And check out more of the Morning Feed on our podcast channels, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Also on our Facebook page and the Morning Feed with Rob and Jennifer, and then also the Rivet Radio Facebook page. And yes, again, thanks a lot for listening. This has been a new Movies and Music Thursday. I think I've already said that. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
9%.